It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup. Hey, Hank, what's going on?
Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Coming in and banging and clanging stuff around here.
What? I got your coffee going, though, didn't I?
Did you?
I did.
I haven't been that far yet.
Well, I had to use your vibe.
You had to use a vibe?
Well, yeah, to grind the coffee beans, put them under the wheel.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yep.
Oh,
that'd be good. So don't worry about it. Uh-huh. Don't worry about the asphalt tasting it.
Okay. So, well, that'd be pretty typical, wouldn't it?
Anyway, how was your evening, buddy?
Oh, it was good. Yes. Calm before the storm. We got the ground running with winter sports tonight.
We both do tonight.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to be refereeing, and I'm going to be yakking about again.
Yeah. So we're always covering something here.
Yeah, there, absolutely.
It's all good.
But it is time. As I mentioned earlier this year, in my advancing age, I love football. But it's time to move indoors.
Yeah, I understand that, but with the weather that we had for football
season, we were lucky.
I could do that all year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
or if I was in a climate-controlled booth every week. But and you even mentioned this at the eight-player game. The poor old radio announcers were all stuck outside.
Yes, they were. There were like six radio stations, and they were all outside.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice day, so it wasn't...
Oh, it was cold and windy.
Was it?
Yes, okay. It was. It was windy up there, so no sun.
Yeah. With the advent of more video crews and things like that, they've pushed the poor old radio people outside.
Well, but the media, you know, the TV crews are usually down or on the field. It was pretty cool. I told them to get their wide-angle lens on me.
They need some sort of a glare reducer, too, any sun came out.
Yep, yep.
Those legs of yours.
So
you're wearing shorts, weren't you?
Speedos. But,
boy.
You asked for it.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
But they had a white stripe down each leg.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like football speedos.
Nice.
So, but today is Quizzy Poo Day. Are you ready?
Not really. What's it on?
Well, it's on music, buddy.
Oh, music.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I've been doing this one for a long time. So, and I know this is your cup of tea right
here. Chomping at the bit. It depends on what kind of music it is.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I have a bonus question, though. I'm going to give you the bonus question before.
First?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to give you a think about it. So this is, and this doesn't count against your grade.
Oh.
Okay. It can help your grade, but it doesn't count if you miss it.
Oh,
okay.
How nice of you.
Yep. But I'll give you, and you don't have to answer it right away.
Okay.
All right. What NFL quarterback, okay, has the same letter in his first name and last name? His name starts with the same. His first and last name start with the same letter.
Hmm. Is a current player?
Yep,
current player. Okay, all right. I'll think about it.
Yeah. So, all right. Number one, buddy, mm-hmm. for music. Which of the artists has won the most Grammy awards in history, Philip? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Quincy Jones, C, Greg Stolte, or D, Paul McCartney?
Okay.
All right. Number two, what year was the electric guitar invented?
Huh.
Was it A, 1929, B, 1931, C, 1945, or D, 1952? Was it A, 1929, B, 1931, C, 1945, and what was the last? D, 1952.
All right.
Okay. All right. Number three. What classical composer became deaf later in life but continued to compose music? Was it Wolfgang, Schubert, Franz Schubert, Ludwig van Beethoven, Johann Sebastian Bach?
Okay. All right.
Well, we're good to go.
Yeah.
I should have deleted that question and went on to the next one.
That's all right.
Number four. What band was the first to play on all seven continents? Let me ask you a question. Is this the music that you're after? Are these the music questions that you're after?
It's better than some quizzes.
All right. What band was the first to play on all seven continents? Was it the Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay? Was it the Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Which Beatles album featured the song Eleanor Rigby? Do you know that one right away?
I think so.
Okay. Was it A, Abbey Road, B, Rubber Soul, C, Revolver, or D, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club and Band?
All right.
So, was it six?
Yeah, we're at number six.
Which instrument has the widest range of notes, Phil? Was it A, piano, B, organ, C, violin, or D, the harp? You know, I'm kind of like a harp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. You're usually harping about something. Right?
Always after me about something.
Yeah. Always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yes. All right, what are we on?
We're on number seven.
All right, number seven. Which artist had the first album to sell more than 10 million copies worldwide? Excuse me. Was it A, Fleetwood Mac?
Okay.
B, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. C, Carole King.
Uh-huh.
Yes. D, Michael Jackson.
Dan Coba wasn't on there?
No, it's poor Dan. You missed it.
Did he? Missed it?
Barely.
Okay. All right.
I think that's probably because Mr. Fabulous buys those all up.
That could be.
Yeah. Number eighter?
Yeah, Ader.
Which artist famously bought the rights to the most of the Beatles catalog in 1985? Was it A, Paul McCartney, B, Michael Jackson, C, Yoko Ono? Why, have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
That's John Lennon's wife.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Or D, David Bowie.
Nope.
All right. Number nine, which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano? Which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano? Is it A, Germany, B, Italy, C, France, or D, Austria?
All right.
It's not the same country where French fries was invented.
Oh.
In Greece. But anyway.
In Greece. Oh, very good.
Yeah. What number are we on?
10.
What is the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time? Is it A, The Bodyguard, C, Saturday Night Fever, C, Grease, or D, Titanic?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Those are all quality answers there. You know,
I did a pretty good job on this one.
That's a good one. Good choices.
All right. A, Bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
B, Saturday Night.
Uh-huh.
C, Grease. D, Titanic.
yes. Titanium.
Titanium.
Yeah. All right. And then the bonus question.
Yeah, and then the bonus question.
All right.
So, what, and you don't have to answer the NFL quarterback. Do you know it yet?
I wrote one down.
What is it?
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, quarterback.
Oh, you said quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll have to think about it then.
Okay.
You probably did say quarterback. I was thinking you just said NFL player, but okay.
Yeah. And here's what starting NFL quarterback has the same first letter for his first name and last name.
Probably kick myself afterwards.
You will, because I did when I got it. Yes. It was like, all right. Number one, which artist has won the most Grammy Awards in history? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Quincy Jones, C, is it George or Jorge? I don't know. Salty?
Mm-hmm.
Or C, or D, Paul McCartney?
Beyonce.
No.
Really?
It's not. It's George Salty, S-O-L-T-I.
Okay.
Never knew that.
Nope. Did not know that one either. Probably more world music.
What year was the electric guitar invented?
I said 1931.
That is correct, Philip.
Woo-hoo!
You are a scholar.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Which classical composer of music became deaf later in life but continued to compose music? And I'm just going to do everybody a favor and not read them, and you just tell me your answer.
Beethoven.
It is Beethoven.
No, that's not what you said that one day. You said Beethoven, I think you said.
Yeah. I'm sure you have it on record.
Probably.
I'm sure you do. All right, buddy. Number four. What band was the first to play on all seven continents. Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay?
I'm going with Metallica.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I would have thought it would have been the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I would think they'd be right up
yeah.
there.
Yeah, but, so Metallica.
Pretty famous worldwide.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And AC/DC is too. Is that right or is that wrong? Or is that just
they,
or is that just the UK and the US with them?
And Australia.
Okay.
From their firm, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Which Beatles album featured the song Eleanor Rigby? Was it Abbey Road, Rubber Soul, Revolver, or Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Got to go with Revolver.
It is Revolver.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it is Revolver. So, now, are all four of those pretty big albums?
Beatles albums?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very much
Do
so.
Do you have them all?
Sure.
Really? I mean, in your collection at home where June's upset with you about?
Yeah.
I don't mean to escape, you know, open the scar.
Yeah, I do. In fact, she bought me a collection in the 1980s, and it was all of their albums in one box set.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I do.
So she's the start of your demise.
Yeah, you can blame her for some of it.
Yeah. Which instrument has the widest range of notes? Is it the piano, organ, violin, or the harp?
That would be the organ.
It is the organ.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job. Number 7, which artist had the first album to sell more than 10 million copies worldwide?
That was a tough one, too, but I'm going with Carole King.
Yeah, Tapestry.
Tapestry
you
album.
You knew that, didn't you? Yes, yeah.
Tapestry album, and then Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon were on the charts for like 10 years.
Really?
Like they sold every week albums for like 10 years straight.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, which artist famously bought the rights to the Beatles catalog in 1985?
Michael Jackson.
It is true. That is Michael Jackson.
Because Paul McCartney took him aside and said, Michael, you should buy some rights to songs, you know. That's a good investment. And not knowing that he would get outbid secretly by Michael Jackson, because McCartney was bidding on him at the same time, and Michael Jackson outbid him.
Wow.
So, yep.
Which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano?
Italy.
It is Italy.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. What is the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time? Is it The Bodyguard, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, or The Titanic?
I think they all sold, right. I think at first it was Saturday Night Fever, but I believe it was overcome by The Bodyguard.
It is The Bodyguard.
Yep.
Woohoo! What'd you get, buddy?
9 of 10.
9 of 10.
Yep.
All right. Your bonus question.
Oh, man. I'm not going to come up with it, I don't think.
Tua?
Oh! Sure. The name that no one can say.
That's right. Tua Tagovailoa. Miami Dolphins.
Miami. Yep, yep, exactly. It's just much easier to say Tua. That's what most everybody says.
Tua T.
Yeah, Tua T.
Tua T. So... Yeah, so anyway, nice job, though.
Well,
9 out of 10?
Not bad.
And that was a pretty tough quiz.
Yeah, now that first one, the Grammy, I have to admit, I have never heard of that artist.
I thought it was Beyonce.
Yeah, I did, too.
I was like, oh, that's Beyonce.
And then as far as award winners, Beyonce, and then, you know, ranks right up there with Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood,
right.
Who all won lots of country awards, too.
Right.
So, but.
Yeah, but you could have had 10 out of 10, but two.
Yeah.
Tua snags you again, doesn't he?
I didn't think of him.
Yeah, and people don't.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Here's another geography question for you. Okay?
Geography?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is the only U.S. state that has no straight lines for its borders?
No straight lines?
No border lines that are straight.
Boy. Arkansas.
No. You think about this one for a while. I mean, if you think about it, you'll get it, but it's really, really... a tough one.
Hawaii.
There you go.
Is it?
It is Hawaii.
Had to think about it a little bit, but yeah,
they
of
have
course.
No straight lines for
no,
borders.
No, it's an island.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
huh.
A lot of people say Rhode Island or Massachusetts, but they are straight lines.
Do I make up for my...
Nope.
Getting one
nice try, though, buddy.
All right.
Everybody have a good day. Be kind.